We're holding here in Simon Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Tes, and the Mechaber tells us we're going to be reading the words, and the truth is the Mishteru will clarify this discussion in Simon Tof Nun Beis. So we're going to read the words, we'll have some questions, and we'll clarify it in Simon Tof Nun Beis, which is the next Simon. So the Mechaber says in Sif Tes, Hamagil Koidim Shoa Chamishis, one who does Hagola, he purges the keli before the fifth hour. Yochol lahagil biyached kli rishon ukli sheni v'kelim shebalo davar muat v'nechoshish. You can do hagola with different types of kelim all at the same time. You can do hagola with a kli rishon. In other words, you have the large pot, and in this large pot, I'm placing something that needs a kli rishon and a kli sheni hagala process, the kelim shebalo davar muat and kelim that absorbed only a small amount. The ein chayshish is no concern of the iser taste going into the other kelim. Gam kein says the Rama, imagil mitzas a kli shnei pamim, if you do hagala to the kli two times. Now, if we have questions, what are we talking about? We should have these questions. And as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in Siv Katin Nun Ches, Vein Echoshish, Yisbayar L'Kamon Mesimen Tof Nun Beis. This discussion will be clarified in Simen Tof Nun Beis. So we'll have to come back for that. Sif Yud. Now, before we see Sif Yud, just a little introduction. It seems like they used to have, mixed in with the salt, they used to have chametz. Now, doesn't mean all the time with the salt there was chametz, but when they would salt the meat, we discussed this in the past, they would take the salt and put it on the meat. So that's the, just keep that in mind when we see this halacha right here. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Salim, baskets, shemolchim bahem habasar, in these baskets, they would salt meat. Yesh matzrichim lohem hagala. There's a requirement to do hagala, according to some, on these baskets. Why? Because of the, perhaps there's some chametz mixed up with that salt that got into the basket. Yesh mi shecholek v'nirin devarav. The Mechaber concludes, there are those who disagree, and this sounds to be the correct approach, that you do not need to do hagola.
These are wicker baskets?
So that's what we'll see, yes. We'll see that in the Mishnah Brura, in Sifkon Samach Aleph, that they seem to be like wicker baskets. That's a very good observation. Let's just conclude with the Ramah here. He says in that Sif, he says, V'toiv lahagilon oiliknois chadoshim. It's appropriate to do hagola, even though we're saying, the Mechaber concludes, you don't have to. Nonetheless, the Rama says it's best either to do Hagala or Yiliknos Chadashim or to buy new baskets. Okay.
Why would Hagala or liquor baskets ruin the basket?
Oh, so I was bothered by the same thing as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I was bothered by the same thing that, you know, the way I'm picturing a wicker basket, if you purge it and put it into that boiling hot water, that's the end of the basket. So, I hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're now number 58 in the Mishnah Berurah, that's Sifkat Nun Ches. Okay, we're going to the bottom. Always go to the top and bottom. And Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'eino Chayshish. I'm sorry, we saw that already. We're by Nun Tes. That was fast. Okay. Nun Tes, the one right after that. Sifkat Nun Tes. Yesh Matzrichin. There are those poiskin that require to do hagala. Why? Kaven de einay nizar kol hashana ba melech mechametz. Since the whole year round, they are not careful that maybe there is some chametz mixed up in this salt, and then they got in the wicker basket. Shemo hayesham maat chametz v'kibul hakli tam maat v'chayzev noisin tam v'pesach. And then this basket received some of the chametz they could taste. And then it gave off this taste, this chametzika taste on Pesach. That's the concern. V'yesh mishecholek, no, that you do not have to kasher it. Why not? Da'achzuke Yisura loy machzakinon, which means, that's the number 60 in the Mishnah Berurah in English, that Achzuke Yisura means that we don't say that there's an Isser for no reason. Why should I assume that there's an Isser here? It's only a possibility that maybe some chametz got into that salt, and maybe that chametz that was in the salt got onto the meat, which got into the basket as well. And then got from the basket into the next food that would go on Pesach that was placed into the basket. So, to be machzik, to establish the fact that there is Isser here, that the other opinions say, Achzuki Isser, Isura, Loi Machzakinim, we will not establish the case that it is also just because of a possibility. However, the Ramah says, V'toyiv lahagilon, continuing in the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, that's number 61, Sefkan Samach Aleph. Now, how do you do the Hagala here? He says you don't purge it by placing it into the pot, but rather you pour boiling hot water on it. So maybe that could answer our question to some degree. But, you know, I would assume it still get ruined to some degree, unless we're talking about a different type of wicker basket material, something stronger they had back then. So he says, I de'iru im kli rishon, by pouring from a kli rishon. Now he's going to ask a question. The question is, let me just say it outside first, and we'll read the words inside. The question is that we'll see in Sif Yud Ches. We're now in Sif Yud. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem next week in Sif Yud Ches that Hagalah, that Iroi, to pour hot water, does not help in the case where you need Hagalah. So how come over here we're saying just do Iroi? That's the question. How come over here we're saying when you have to do Hagalah, you could pour from a Kli Rishon, and then Sif Yud Ches will say that's not going to work. V'aftim before I come on the Sif Yud Ches, Hagala does not help. Haynu mishum d'shar ma'iri she'mishtamshin v'hen chametz kol ha'shono, that they use the chametz the whole year round. U'matzah she'mizdavik v'netzarim pirurei chametz. And what comes out is that you have the chametz stuck to the wicker baskets. The boards of the basket. That's why I assume we're talking about a wicker basket here. And so in Sif Yud Ches it doesn't help because you're using these baskets for chametz a whole year round. So we're going to say there's chametz stuck into it. However, Mashenki Mazeh, this is not the case over here. Why is it not the case? It's not a problem to kasher over here. Why? Because it's just salt, which maybe there was chametz in the salt. But I'm not using, in our case, I'm not using the actual basket for 100% chametz. What am I doing? I'm putting meat. I'm salting the meat in this basket. It happens to be that maybe there was some chametz in the salt. So it's a major difference in regards to the level of necessity of kashering the basket. And later on, Sif Yud Ches, I'm using the basket whole year round for chametz. Let's say you put your a bread basket. Or you know, something which is a little more sticky, maybe. But you have crumbs in there. Bread basket, that's a good example, perhaps. In our case, you put a meat in there. The salt has a little chametz. Okay. Everything we're discussing here in regards to kashering it, that's all in the best ideal scenario. That we should go ahead and kasher it, says the Ramah. However, if a person did not kasher it, even if he did not do Hagolah, and he salted behen, umalach behen, basar b'pesach, and he salted basar on the meat on Pesach. Mutalech ala basar, you can eat the meat. Afilu im yadua ala, even if you know, shenivlo chametz besalim. Even if you know that the chametz was absorbed in the baskets, al yidei melicha, through melicha process, through salting. Bimnei she'en ha-melech maflit ma shebalua b'sechakli, because the salt does not take out the taste that was absorbed in the kli. So we come out the maskana that even if a person did not do hagala to these baskets, in our case when maybe there was salt, chametz stick of salt on the baskets, it's still not a problem. But the evidence is ex post facto. If you didn't do hagala, you should. But if you didn't, then it could still be used. Yes. The salt is not, I don't think it's a svek sega, because the salt does not give off the taste. The second concern was maybe there's a salt take off the taste that's in the wicker baskets that might have been a chametzik taste.
Give off the taste of what?
Of maybe something chametz into the meat, because these baskets are used for kashering the meat. So that's why it's not a problem here. As opposed to, let's say, hot liquid, which would give off the taste. Okay, let's go now. Well, let's finish Sifkat and Samach Beis. Or, Lignois Chadosh and Pirush, Imiyav Shela Hagil and Lefisha Yesh Ben Gumois, if you cannot kasher them because there are holes in the baskets. And as we learn, the very important halacha, that you cannot, if you, there are holes there, you cannot do Hagalot to it because of the chametz that gets stuck in the holes there. Let's see Sif Yud Aleph now. I'm just going to read without the Ramah there first, just to get the flow. Machva shemetagnin ba muteris bahagola, a frying pan that you we're in the top of the page now, the top part of the page. That's in Sif Yud Aleph. A machvas, a frying pan that you are fry with it. You can do hagala with it. In the Ramah, he says, machvas shemetagnin pirush sheyotzkin ba shemin lefoisoi, that you pour oil, yoitzkin is to pour oil into the pan when you bake. Now, let's just discuss this for a second because it's extremely important to differentiate how a person cooked or baked. Why is that so important? The reason is like this. If there is liquid, then what?
Take it out with liquid.
Then you take it out with liquid. Meaning you take out the treifness or the chametz, so then you do hagalah. But if it was cooked without a liquid, that means you need to do libun, which is a higher level of kashering. So here we're saying a machvas, a frying pan, that you put oil in the frying pan, the Ramah puts in. All you have to do, that oil is viewed as a liquid, and then you do a gala, a lower level of kashering, as opposed to if there's no oil there, then it's cooking through the flame, the heat of the fire, then you would have to do libun. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Samach Gimel, 63 in the bottom. Shemetagnim ba, the dafka betanur, shenefa boy hachametz b'li mashke, tzarech libun. Specifically an oven, that something was baked in there, the chametz was baked in there without liquid, b'li mashke, tzarech libun, that's when you have to kasher through libun. Avoloi hamachvas, but not the frying pan, because the frying pan, we're saying, has the liquid. We're not concerned that maybe the shemen, the oil, dried up, and then the chametz was baking without any liquid. We're not concerned about this by the frying pan. Ela afilo im nisrof v'nidbok l'doifin ha-machvas. Even if the chametz the oil was burnt up, and then you have like the crust on the side of the frying pan, because there's no liquid there anymore. If it was some liquid, you would say it's not going to stick to the frying pan, right? But here it did stick to the frying pan. So I would say, wait a minute, if it stuck to the frying pan, I would assume I would have to do libun, right? I would think I'd do libun.
What do you do with these non-stick pans?
Well, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that shortly. Okay. Yeah, we'll touch on those. Teflon. Okay? So, El afilim nitzav nitbak doldoif na machvas adayin yesh lach luchis mashkesham. The reason why all you have to do is hagala and not libun, even when there's only, when it got stuck to the side of the frying pan, is because there's still some moisture there. Now, moisture still permits it to give a status of liquid, and I would have to do hagala and not libun. Hagol meaning purging, not libun with a, let's call it a blowtorch. V'chein adin b'kedeir shal mateches, so too by a pot, a metal pot, shem vashlim ba, that you're cooking it, af shen nidbok lefamim, ledaf ne'akedeira, even though sometimes it sticks to the walls of the pot. Sifkan samach dalet, right away, continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, she yoitzkin ba shemen, hu adin shuman. Same applies to the fat. Fat of the animal that also could be used like an oil. However, there are those that disagree. We're not talking about cholesterol discussions here, whether it's healthy or not. There are those who disagree and say that the fat from the animal does not have a status like a liquid, but it has a status like the piece of meat. However, and then it would be viewed like it's being used through fire. However, but from the Mishnah Berurah says in this din, if the shuman, if the fat was used as like an oil, then all you would have to do is hagala with the liquid and not the libun. Sifkan samechei. So muteris b'hagala, you could kasher it through hagala. Hatam canal, the reason like we said above, sheharei oifin boy imashke. The reason is because you cook in it, you bake in it with liquid. Mali shuman, oimayim. What does it make a difference whether there's shuman should probably be shemen. The word probably should be shemen there. Right? Well, shuman is fat, shemen is oil. Okay? What did the Nakuda say by you?
I have shemen here.
You have shemen yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shemen, yeah. I believe there's a mistake, you know, everybody makes mistakes. The new Dershu, I believe this is a mistake as well. Shemen is oil. The reading of it, it makes more sense, I believe, to say shemen, as opposed to shuman. Yeah, over here. Mali shemen oimayim. Aval ha'gonois, but bowls, sho'ifin boy ugois be'en. Bowls that you would, some type of bowl, you would bake in it the actual cookie. Av shem moishchin tachta b'shuman, oi shemen oichem. Here he says, even though you put some either fat, oil, or butter underneath the cookie. Kagoyin, he tells it, for example, Purmis, Shoifin by Tartin. You know what tartin is? Sponge cake. How do I know that? Because I think that's what English says there. So this the pan that the form that you make the sponge cake, or a baking kuchen, or the baking pan, Tzrichin Libun Bedina, all these require Libun. And so too, that next word as well, it's the type, min machvato, is different types of pans. They all require libun. The reason is because we're not calling that liquid. And these types of pans, you sometimes warm up the bran for a sick person. Tzrichin libun medina. One is required to do libun mikra din. Okay, now. Before we go further, just a few points here to share with you. Those who have the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, you can take a look at number 56. And those who don't, I'll share with you what he says. This is, once again, this is the Dershu Mishnah Berurah with the numbers on the other side of the page. The question is as follows. How much liquid? It's a very important question. It makes a major difference. How much liquid does a person need in his frying pan to define something as what's called liquid, and then I do hagala? Or if it's not enough liquid, now it's required, libun is required, because it's viewed as cooked through the ur, through the fire. So to answer this question, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he tells us, she'kesheyesh kamus shemen she'isa reicheshes boy, when you have enough oil, let's say in the pan, that the dough is like bubbling because of the oil, that's considered to have enough liquid in it, which all you have to do is hagala. Okay, that's considered to be frying and not baking, because they're still viewed as liquid there. The Kaf HaChaim explains this, he says this amount is what's called Taifeach Al Menas LaHatfiach. What does it mean, Taifeach Al Menas LaHatfiach? Tafeach with a test. Amenas latfiach means that if I would take my finger and touch something wet, let's put my finger into a cup of water, and then I put it down on something, and someone else comes along and touches that spot, and if they are now also a little wet, that's called tafeach. It's moist, it's wet. Amenas with the ability latfiach to make something wet as well. There's a concept that comes up in many different aspects in halacha and Shabbos and different places. So here we're saying that the Kavachayim says, if there's enough liquid, now we're not going to test it by placing our finger into this boiling pan, that we don't do, but we're just giving a measurement of how much liquid is required, which is not so much, then one would have to do Hagala as opposed to Libun. Another question which was asked was about that Pesach mentioned about Teflon. So the story is as follows. Teflon, I believe officially, is supposed to be used without liquid. Happens to be when I use Teflon, I still put oil in there. But anyway, it tastes a little better that way. Let's discuss Teflon, that you do not put any liquid in there. Rav Yashiv, they bring number 57 over here, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that if a person has a Teflon frying pan, you cannot kosher it. A Teflon pan, pot, cannot kosher it. Why not? The reason is as follows. How does a person kosher a pot, a pan, without liquid? Libun, fire. If I take my frying pan that has Teflon on it, and I take it out of my blowtorch, or I put hot coals in it, and I put the direct ore, I'm ruining my Teflon. I'm not going to want to ruin the Teflon. Since I don't want to ruin the Teflon, I cannot kosher it. It cannot be kosher through Hagala. Why not? Because it wasn't used with liquid, like I said. It was only used with, not the way I do it, right? It was just the...
Suppose yours...
The way I did it. Right. Right, so that's a good question. So let's now repeat the question. What happens if a person like used a Teflon pan, like the way I do it, and they put some liquid in there also? Can you now, since you have the liquid in, can you now kosher through a gola? So to see that discussion, we'll have to wait for Sif Katan Kuf Nun Dalid. We're only up to Samach Vav. So we have a... 100 more Sif Katans to wait for.
You
whet your appetite there. Yes. And then we'll see a discussion on that. If we get the Kuftan Dalit and I don't mention it, please remind me then, okay? Yes.
But that wet after you touch it, the second person touches it, is still wet.
Going back to Kafachaim, yes.
That depends on what stage of the